Now, something odd that came out of some of the first data sets from earthquake waves was that geologists had predicted in their own minds when P and S waves should arrive. And they assumed that the waves traveled in perfectly straight lines through the planet and that nothing was changing the course of those waves. So once your earthquake ruptured, your wave just traveled in a straight line until it dissipated or that energy was recorded in a seismograph station. But what they found as they started to look at more and more data was that both the primary wave and the secondary wave were arriving much sooner than they expected. So that implied that something was changing the way that those waves were moving through the crust. What's happening is, because of differences in density and other physical factors in the mantle and in the core, those seismic waves don't travel in perfectly straight lines. They actually curve just a little bit, and we call that curving refraction. And every time that wave passes into a material with a slightly different density, it's going to change the direction that wave is traveling. Sometimes it's not by very much, but sometimes it's enough to make a significant difference. And so on the heels of having these strange arrival times that were much sooner than were expected, geologists also noticed that there were these shadow zones. So let's say that you had an earthquake in California. If you were to look across the globe, over at the other end of the world, you would see a shadow zone where P waves don't show up and S waves don't show up. And these shadow zones have slightly different shapes. So there are different parts of the planet that don't see primary waves and different parts of the planet that don't see secondary waves. But the shadow zone for a secondary wave is much, much, much bigger than primary waves. This got folks to thinking, what's causing S waves to not travel through the interior of the planet? They show up at about 180 degrees away, longitudinally, from the earthquake's epicenter, but they don't show up anywhere past that. Why is this happening? One idea that came to mind was, well, S waves don't travel through liquids. What if some part of the interior of our planet is not solid? If we look at the P wave data and the S wave data, the inferences that can be drawn from these shadow zones is that the core has two parts. It has an outer core and an inner core. The inner core is solid, but the outer core is liquid. And so the fact that these waves don't travel through it is telling us a little bit more about the interior of our planet that we might not otherwise have known. And when we talk about the magnetic field in just a few minutes, we'll see that the fact that we have a liquid metal that's able to convect, and so it's able to move, is going to be a big key to why our planet has a magnetic field.